But the scripture reading this morning is on the 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 29 through 37.
今天早上读经是在列王记下19章29节开始。
Well, and for those that are still looking for those verses, let me share with you a term that I just learned, a psychiatric term for patients at the waiting room called GRR, which stands for Generalized Resistant Resources.
在大家寻找心结的时候，我跟你们分享一个词，是我刚刚学习到的，就是一个专门研究候诊室病人的心理学语，这么称为，就是一般抵抗压力的资源 GRR 来代表。
It stands for four most important resistant resources that the patients possess. They are the humor and play, the family and job, the ability to understand and find practical solutions, and the ability to find meaning in situations.
该研究提出资源可从体制、经济、认知思考能力及社群知识四方面建立。
Because the patients experience things to happen all the time and they are afraid and they will not be able to manage the time of waiting.
因为我们每个人至少都有很多的经验，所以我们怕说自己不能战胜困难。
So the existential questions center around four main themes, which are as follows. To maintain hope, the job, a sick body, or to find a way of living.
决定你能否战胜困难呢？就如以上所说的四项条件，你全都拥有的话，那就没有任何东西可以阻扰你成功了。
Because these four areas are the stressors which create tension, and the other patients and the staff that were resources the patients wanted to use, but they experienced that the physical surroundings make it difficult to use those resources.
即使你承受压力，仍能支持到底的话，发挥潜能，超越自己。
So the study documents that the patients need help to adapt to their situation, reduce the uncertainty for the future, which made up suffering for the patients, and the importance of seeing patient resources in health promoting perspectives, help them to say no to the failure.
除非你能承受压力，仍能支持到底的话，发挥潜能，超越自己，面对没完没了的疟疾，我们是否有人心惶惶之感呢？
This is a very difficult thing to translate, and Ivy did a wonderful job. But the term, put it in a simple term, how when you're facing difficulties, failures, and trials, and temptations, what are the resources that you can go to, and how you can turn the situation around for your benefit?
就是当我们面临困难的时候，有一些的经济不容易的时候，我们是怎么从哪里得到资源来应付这一切呢？
Okay, by now you will have found the 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 39 through 29 through 37. Would you stand in honor of reading God's word, please?
列王记下第九十九章二十九节，我们一起起立念神的话语。
Follow me in English and then Ivy in Chinese. This is a sign for you, O Hezekiah. This year you will eat what grows by yourself, and the second year what springs from that.But in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruits. Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here.He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, he will return. He will not enter this city, declares the Lord. I will defend this city and save it, for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrians' camp. When the people got up the next morning, they were all dead bodies. So Sennacherib,king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. He returned to Nineveh and stayed there. One day while he was worshipping in the temple of his god Nisroch, his sons Adramelech and Sharezer cut him down with the sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, succeeded him as king.
大家一起来念一列王记下十九章二十九节开始。以色列人呢，我赐你们一个证据。 你们今年要吃自生的，明年也要吃自长的，至于后年你们要耕种收割，摘自葡萄园，吃其中的果子，由大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果，必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷出而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来，耶和华的热心必成就这事。所以耶和华论亚述王如此说，他必不得来到这城，也不在这里射箭，不得拿盾牌到城前，也不筑雷攻城。他从哪条路来，必从哪条路回去，必不得来到这城。这是耶和华说的。因我为自己的缘故，因为我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护拯救这城。当夜耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了185000人。清早有人起来一看，都是尸死了。亚述王希拿基利就搬营回去，住在尼尼微。一日在他的神尼斯洛庙里叩拜，他儿子亚德米勒和沙利瑟用刀杀了他，就逃到亚拉拉地，他儿子以撒哈敦接续他做王。
Let's go to the Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天早晨。
May you anoint your servant, O Lord, and guide my mouth as I speak your words.
请你早上恩膏你的仆人，他的口，让他所讲的都是你引导他所讲的。
May you help Ivy and I speak as one, because your message is for each and every one of us.
让我们讲的翻译的都是合一，因为我们都是从你那里而来，都是给弟兄姐妹的。
I give you thanks and praises in Jesus' name.
我们感恩祷告奉主圣名祈求的。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Well, by now you may have already noticed that I bring up a lot of different stories from the Old Testament from time to time.
今天你们已经认识到我不长不久呢就用一些旧约圣经来跟你们分享。
In fact, one of my goals, you may not know, that is to cover the entire Bible within the 52 weeks when I'm preaching. So if you come here every week for a year, you will be able to at least get a good idea of what the Bible is all about.
那我的愿望是在一年之内52个星期之内呢，就用圣经里面的经节从前一页到最后一页跟你们分享。
It takes a lot of planning and a lot of readings on my own, but I think it's going to be beneficial to you as a church family.
当然这对我来讲并不是一件很容易的事，但是我也花了很多时间准备了这些，我就觉得对你们是很有益处的。
And so before I would tell you the message today that I gotI need to tell you a little bit about the background because those several verses won't tell you the whole thing.
但是今天早上我们读的圣经呢，我们要先看一下背景是什么，因为在圣经里面的并没有告诉我们很多的背景。
Assyria is a brutal military power. It threatens the political world of Isaiah's day.
先是以赛亚时代的真实光景是这样子的，那时候强大的亚述帝国呢，时时刻刻威胁着犹大国。
At this time, the Israel was divided into a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. The north is Israel and the south is Judah.
那时候我们有南北之分，就是有犹大跟一个以色列柱之分。
Of course, Assyria has a vicious leader at this time and expressed a dark cloud over the whole Israel.
那时候亚述王呢，他们那时候就给以色列北国沾上很多阴影。
And the reason that all of this has happened is because the Bible says the Israel sold themselves to do evil and that they follow desires of their own hearts and lust. And so because of that, Jehovah God tore Israel away from the house of David.
那时候北国的建论乃因其子民呢行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，他们随从自己的肉欲而行事，所以耶和华就将以色列从大卫的家中给分出来。
But even the Lord has done so, split the country into two kingdoms, the people still persisted in all the things, and the Lord removed them, the people of Israel, out of his presence.
可是即使是那时候已经分南北之区，但是以色列人仍然坚持各样的恶性，于是耶和华将他们从自己的眼中赶出来，使他们被掳到亚述王那里去。
So the people of Israel came under judgment for her immorality, the idolatry and the apostasy.
所以就因为他们各样的孽行，他们道德上的还有行事为人这一方面拜偶像，所以他们就被赶了，从耶和华面前被赶了出来。
Then now in the year of 701 BC, that's 701 year before Christ, the Assyrian king Sennacherib invaded Judah, and King Sennacherib and his host had carried the 10 tribes of Israel into captivity.
所以在公元前701年的时候，亚述王呢，希拿基利他就带领20万的大军，掳落了以色列人十大支派。
And after destroying several fortified cities along the border, his army lay siege to Jerusalem.
他们并开始围攻了犹大，一路势如破竹。所以那时候以色列国只剩下耶路撒冷，就等于是孤立无援了，等待宰割。
Now Sennacherib, the name of this Israel king means Sin, and Sin sends many brothers. That's the meaning of his name. He led his massive army of about 200,000 people to come against King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah is the king of Judah, of part of Israel.
那时候的以色列王是名字叫希拿基利，他的名字就是罪孽深重多弟兄，而且他的字就正是亚述民族月神的代表词，所以他就致书给西斯加，就是犹大州的国王。
So it's not by coincidence that God gives Sennacherib his name. The meaning, one, is that it is sin, and sin produces many brothers. But two, is that Sennacherib, being a foreign king, made an incredibly big mistake. His big and foolish mistake was to arrogantly challenge and blaspheming God, the Lord Jehovah.
我们看到耶和华为什么给这个亚述王希拿基利他的名字就是罪的名字，而且他因为罪而众生多弟兄。那这位亚纳吉利他有二十万大军，但是最重要一点是他做的错，就是他亵渎真神耶和华。
And so at this time, what do you think that King Hezekiah, king of Judah, do?
我们那时候看犹大王的国王西斯加他怎么做呢？
He first recognized that this is a time of trial for him and for his people. Like he said in verse 3, this day is a day of distress and rebuke and disgrace, as when children come to the point of birth and there's no strength to deliver them.
首先西斯加他认识到这是个试炼，所以西斯加王说这么说，说今日是极难、责罚、凌辱的日子，就如妇人将要生产婴孩，却没有力量生产。
But then what he did next was he spread that letter that Sennacherib sent it to King Hezekiah, challenging him and challenging his God, Jehovah. He spread that letter out in front of God and prayed to him.
那时候呢，亚纳基利他写了一封书给西斯加所以他西斯加呢，他就把这一封信摆在殿堂上，把它打开，然后到殿前祷告。
And so the Lord answered his prayer, and he promised him. He said, I will defend this city, and I will save it for my sake and for my son David's sake.
所以当他这样迫切祷告的时候，上帝呢就叫西斯加不要担心，他必定为他的选民伸张，来拯救他们。
So we now know that it's a trial period, and during a time of trial, what and how King Hezekiah responded.
我们看到这是个试验的时候，我们看到这西斯加王他怎么在这试验当中他所行的是什么呢？
And now the second thing is, then we know how God brought about triumphant for King Hezekiah. God's providential intervention is the reason to cause Sennacherib to retreat, surprisingly.
那我们看到第二点，就是神怎么应许照到他的应许，他怎么为他的选民征战来拯救他们，然后看到他们怎么把这个孽境转败为胜。
Of course you know the reason why it was a surprise is King sent the Lord sent a death angel to kill 185,000 men in Assyrian camp. That's more than 90% of the soldiers that were coming against the people of God.
我们看到耶和华派使者在半夜里到亚述往营里去，把18万5000个军士给杀了，差不多是90%的军士都已经死了。
So of course the people of Israel in Judah were kept safe because of leader King Hezekiah, and because of him knowing the priority and the ways to approach help from God.
我们看到这犹大州后来为什么没有被灭亡，就是因为他们的国王怎么知道向神祷告，怎么知道说什么要摆优先。
It is important that any national leader such as the king and even any leader of any certain group that when they do and try to do God's will that they pray to its God.
我们看到这基司家王他怎么在神面前迫切的祷告，使全国的百姓转危为安。如果做一个国家和民族的领袖带头祷告，那个国效是非常惊人的。
That's why I guess several of our congregation that I know of, me personally and Brad and several, joined the presidential prayer team.org is to pray for our national leader that he would be sensitive towards the leading and the guiding of the Almighty God and not rely on his own strength.
所以为什么我本身还有Dr. Lowry 弟兄还有一些弟兄姐妹们，我们就参加了为我们国家领袖就是Bush总统为他祷告。
Now, as a leader, Hezekiah also did what he was supposed to do physically, such as enhancing the defense, building the waterfront, and a lot of other things that he was getting ready to lead his people to fight this 200,000 people.
但是我们也看到新思加王他本身也做了很多经验，就也做了很多准备，准备他的队伍，还有他的建筑堡垒什么。
And even until today, those water fronts can be found and are being at display, like some of the John Graver was showing some of those historical things. They are there.
对他当今所见到这些水银啊，这些水的雷城什么，我当今还是在
水道
还是在历史上都有彰显出来。
But one thing he knew, that he knew that there is one thing that is far more important to do, and that is to pray to God and to walk close by Him.
但是最重要的，他认清一点，就是说他能跟神有亲密的关系，每日跟随他的脚踪而行。
And so.The lesson that we learn from King Hezekiah is that at a time of trials, the person that we ought to turn to is the Almighty God. If you want to claim a victory and you want to seek a triumph, He is the one that you go to and not your own strength.
所以我们从基司家王身上我们学到一个重要的功课，就是说当你面临着试探的时候，你唯一能去到人面前祷告的话，就是神本身，不是靠着自己的力量，而是靠着神。
So that's the story about from the Bible, which was true and documented historically. But today, with this lesson, can we apply it in our daily applications, in our daily lives?
这个故事并不是一个传说，这是一个真实的故事，是在历史上记载的。那从这故事里面，我们可以学到什么功课，让我们能应用在我们个人生活上呢？
I'll be sharing with you from two areas, one from the public life and one from the private life, how we can apply the message today in our daily lives.
今天功课我们可以运用在两点，一点就是在社会上我们可以怎么应用，然后一点就是在我们个人生命上。
The public application of this message in our public life has to do with where we are living in, the society or the social environment that we are in.
那在我们社团里面，我们看到我们当今做的社会是怎么样的，我们就能应用如何应用。
Are we facing any trials at all during our daily life, every day, as we live, as we work, as we go from places to places? Are we seeing and feeling any kind of trials in our lives?
但我们每天生活当中，我们从一个地方到一个地方，在我们工作上，我们是不是每天都有面临着不同的试验呢？
This society.Like we have learned from this northern Israel is a representation of this society which is faith broken and I would call it sin saturated society today.
我们看到这一时期的以色列北国就代表了当今社会中的败坏，我们缺乏信心，充满邪恶的淫乱社会。
Just look at the trials that are against the moralof our nation, the abortion, the homosexuality, the alcohol, the sensuality, the lack of integrity, which includes the lying, the stealing, the cheating, and just a lot of other things. You can keep that list on and on.
我们看到人们在道德上折衰，言语上污秽，同性恋盛行，还有贪求享乐者多的是。
I know it may not be the general and the overall representation of the society, but the media has made it somehow to that way.
可能你说我们三千岁没有这么败坏，但是我们就应用各方式的电视上的广告啊，还者是杂志上，好像是现今的社会就是这么的腐败。
And when you are facing these trials and you are wanting to seek triumph over the situations, where do you turn to? And are you willing to stand for God that will make His standards not be shaken?
当你面对这么多试验的时候，你要在这样危机的时候能够得胜，过一个得胜的生命，那你应该要靠谁呢？
Or maybe you would rather choose the other approach, which is to give yourself away to the compromised moral standards, the lust and the sheer pleasure madness that the society is going after.
或者是说你愿意跟从社会的风俗，就随意自己肉体上的放纵私欲，来跟随这世界上所行的一切坏事情呢？
You know, the society has developed to its point to this day.There is no need for the Satan or the evil to really mislead us or guide us or harangue us to this kind of people in this society.
我们看到现今也不需要很多撒旦的作为，我们就看到现今社会上人类的腐败。
And even to God's own people, Satan is cunning enough to have caused his people to a level of compromise.And also to a lukewarm mixture of religions in the church institutions.
那对于信徒，我们看到这狡猾的撒旦是怎么行呢？他就对让我们存有一颗不冷不热的心。
To a point where he has made all of the people attending to the church to have a lukewarm feeling and not willing to stand up against this great weakness.
他就让我们有这样的一颗不冷不热的心，不让我们能勇敢的站立来面对这些世俗上的败坏。
Because Satan is cunning enough to divert our attention away from God.
因为我们知道这狡猾的魔鬼，他是怎么能把我们的注意力把从神身上转运到其他的事情上。
And then in this same story, the country of Judah, the southern kingdom.Represents the Lord's remnant church here and now.
然后我们看到犹大国呢，犹大国是代表世上仅存的忠心于神的教会。
There are churches today that the people going in that church, their hearts are wholeheartedly God's, and they are loyal to God, and they want to please God in every way possible.
我们知道，今天我们也有这样的教会的会友，他们是满有全心热爱、仰望真神的人。
But the churches of this kind are the targets of Satan because these people that are the remnant church of God have a covenant with God to serve Him wholeheartedly.
那这样的教会呢，就成了撒旦的目标，因为神与神有圣约教会对黑暗势力的打击太大了。
Because these are the churches and the people of God that stand up for the truth and that are the pillar of truth to this society that we live in.
因为这样对神有忠心的人，他们才是这真实的知足，才是能对抗撒旦的。
Because the world every day is trying to entice us and beckon us to conform to the world. But these churches...The remnant church of God, the people whose hearts are completely and still wholeheartedly belong to God, are the ones that stand for His truth.
And
will not conform to
the world. 当今的社会需要我们来跟从这通俗的习惯来改变自己，来应付这世界上的改变。但是我们看到，只有对神真心有满心有忠心的人，才是能站立得住。
Then now let's go take a step further. Instead of justapplying this message in the public life, that how about in our private life? When we as individuals facing trials and temptations in our lives, who should we turn to seek solutions?
现在我们接下来看一下，在我们个人生活上的，我们怎么有一个实际的应用呢？
Because every believer is going through a journey of sanctification, and throughout that journey, we are going to meet trials of all kinds.
因为我们每个信徒，我们都是每日更新的，我们要过一个圣洁的生活，但是我们每日更新的时候，我们就有一个试验。
Some of us may just face some kind of easy problems, if you will, but it may not be so easy if you totally rely on yourself, such as trying to get rid of some kind of a hobby, smoking or cigarettes or alcoholic, whatever it is that you try to get rid of, but if you try to do it on your own, you can do it 100 times.
在我们个人生活上的实际应用，如果说我们要去掉一个不好的习惯，或者是抽烟啊、醉酒啊，你可能说这是一个很容易接触的、破除的一个习惯。但是如果你靠着自己的力量的话，那是根本行不通的。要减掉这些的坏习惯呢，唯一的办法就是靠神。
Other trials could include things such as the education on your own children. You want to bring up biblically responsive and socially responsible kids, but.Throughout the lifetime in this society where the world is taking them all directions and you want to take them the right direction, and it is tough if you do it on your own strength.
或者说你为你的孩子的教育的意思而祷告，你觉得这现今社会好像坏习惯都是向着他们而来，你正打算把他们误入正道的时候，但是你觉得好像自己没有这样的能力。
Or it could be just on your personalpersonality, something that you have tried to want to overcome, such as in your personal relationship with the other people or the temperament, something that you cannot control on your own, and you try to solve the problem yourself, you're not finding the right solution.
或者是说你为你个人的私生活，或者是为你的人际关系发愁，你好像觉得说你不讨人喜欢呢，或者是你的脾气控制不了。如果是依靠自己的能力的话，那就根本办不到。
Or maybe you have ever made some kind of commitment and wanted to grow spiritually, and you say, okay, I'm going to read the Bible throughout within the year. Yet you try 2 or 3 days and you failed, and you say, okay, why? Well, Satan didn't want you to do that.
或者是说你在灵命上你更要长进的话，你就说啊，我要每天都读圣经，但是读了2-3天之后你就放弃不读了，你说为什么我办不到呢？我们知道原因就是撒旦不要你这么做。
Because when you try to want to grow spiritually, Satan is not happy and he will put a trial in you, making your life too busy, making you to set different priorities, doing other things over the reading of the Bible or prayer.
我们知道撒旦是不喜欢你每日读经祷告的，所以当你有这样行为的时候，他就想办法来破坏，让你更忙，更没有时间来亲近神。
Or maybe some of us maybe are more succumbed to the invitation of the evil in this society, such as the filthy articles and the magazines you may see, even throughout the Walmart checkout lines. You see all of those people picking up all these magazines and paying for it.
或者是说你容易陷入这些杂志上所讲的一些污秽的文章。我们看到在沃尔玛，即使在很多商店里，我们都看到有很多这些不好的杂志。我们看到很多人都顺手这样一拿就付钱，就阅读这些的杂志。
The world will tell you there's no big deal. Just take a look and you know pay for it and get this stuff out of the checkout lines.
那世上的人跟你讲说，这是没什么大不了的问题，只是文章嘛，看一看，没什么妨碍的。
But we as Christians ought to be living a life that is worth seeking after of our children.
但是我们现今做一个信徒，我们的生活榜样应该是我们孩子们所应该学习的。
When and if we constantly seek our own strength to fight those trials and those temptations in every day of our lives, we are going to lose.
如果说我们是依靠自己的能力来胜过这些的试探的话，我们一定会失败的。
Because our battle is not against the flesh, our battle is against the spiritual principalities.
因为我们的征战不是属肉体的，乃是属灵里的征战。
And if you don't have God on your side, you are not going to win the almighty power at that time of the king of Israel.And yet you are only the king of Hezekiah who has such a small part of the country and now even retreat to just the city of Jerusalem.
那我们看到如果说你是依靠自己的能力的话，没有像西斯王或者是亚述王这样子，一个是靠着势力，自己的势力，一个是靠着神的力量，我们看到之间的差别是多大。
King Hezekiah was a godly man, and the secret of him being able to turn from trials into temptation was because of the fact that he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
我们看到西斯加王 他是一个忠心的，我们看到他行耶和华眼中看为善为正为忠的事。
He not only prepared himself physically for the battle that is against 200,000 soldiers, but he also did physical and spiritual preparations such as removing the high places and smashing the sacred stones that the people was holding on to at that time, but only lead the people to trust in the Lord.
我们看到其实加他的勇力，他怎么挖地挖沟引水日成，我们看到他怎么把一切 不道德这些不好的行为他怎么都改除掉，我们看到他因着这些才能把一个败的残局变为一个胜的残局。
In fact, his triumph has led to a great revival to the nation of Israel.
是因为他的带领之下，我们看到这南国犹大他们有空前的灵性大复兴。
And the Bible also says that there was no one like him before and after.
所以圣经里面就说在他之前没有一个领袖像他这样子，那在他之后呢也没有另外一个领袖是像他这样子的。
Because he held fast to the Lord and he did not cease to please him.
因为他是尽心的效忠耶和华。
And so the Lord was with him and he was successful in anything that he did.
所以因为神就与他同在，所以他所行的一切都亨通。
So the lesson today, as we learn, is that the secret of turning any trials into temptation is a total dependence upon God.
所以如果说我们要把一个逆境变为一个顺境的话，我们就是要全心全意的依靠耶和华。
I try to give you some practical life lessons to look at it from both the public standpoint and from the private standpoint.
我们看这两方面，从一个社区一个方面，还有个人私人生活来看。
Because trials comes in many forms.
因为我们知道我们当今所受的试验是很多的。
But if you want to fight those trials and succeed from those trials and be triumphant in that trials, then the only person that you can turn to is God Almighty.
所以你如果要在这个逆境当中呢，能够转败为胜的话，唯一能依靠的就是耶和华。
As we sing the invitation songs in a few moments, I want you to really think about this question. Do I really know this God?
当我们唱复召诗歌的时候，我要你们认真的想一下，你是不是认识这一位神呢？
Do I really know Jesus, who Jesus is?
你是不是真的认识谁是耶稣呢？
In our special music that we sang just now, they sang about this gift that God has for you.
当我们有特别献唱的时候，我们看到这一份礼物，他们所献唱的这一首诗歌。
This gift has been preserved for you today if you have not already known Christ.
这一份礼物是为你而准备的，如果你到今天还没认识神的话。
The song also says it's of no value if you do not receive it.
那这一份礼物如果你不接收的话，就没有一个价值了。
This is the gift that has to be delivered and has to be received by you.
这一份礼物是送到你面前，而且是要你接收之后才有一个无价之宝。
And so my prayer is that you have not known Christ, that this morning you make a decision to accept him.
所以今天早上我的祷告是这样子，如果说你还没认识神的话，希望你能认识到他。
And when you do and when you receive this gift, that gift is eternal life.
如果你认识到他了，他给你的礼物就是一份永生的生命。
His gift also comes in other forms, in a way of allowing those that have already accepted this gift to produce the spirits, the fruits of these spirits.
那如果你得到这一份礼物之后，我们看到他会更上恩上加，让你有着圣灵所结的果子。
And it's through those fruits and some of the gifts and talents that he's given you that you are enabled to continue on your journey of sanctification.
那这样子，当你有圣灵的果子结出来之后，你还有跟神灵命上的长进的话，那你就能做一个成圣的有一个成圣的生命。
But in your everyday life, you may be facing some trials that you cannot deal with on your own.
但是每日生活当中，如果你有许多试验的话，我们知道是我们能力当中所不能担当的。
And my request is that you present it to God and let Him deal with it.
那我的祷告就是你们把这些重担带到神面前，让他来为你负这一个重担。
Like King Hezekiah, spread out the letter before the Lord and pray to Him and ask Him to bless you, to help you.
就像西斯家王一样，他把这一份亚述王给他这一份亵渎神的书信摆在神坛面前，然后交给神。